Sometimes it doesn't take long for the legislature to act.
Michael J. Barrett.
31 hours after the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled state law didn't specifically ban a man from taking photos up women's skirts on a Green Line trolley, Beacon Hill responded to public outrage by passing a law that corrected the problem. Votes in the House and Senate were unanimous.
None in the negative. The bill is passed to be engrossed.
But most of the time, the legislature isn't that productive. That's the sound of the nearly 17,600 proposed bills before the legislature in the last 3 years. Now listen really closely. That's the sound of the bills the state enacted. If you didn't hear much, it's because just 945 bills were passed, a mere 5% of those proposed. And if you think the Massachusetts legislature falls in line with every other state, think again. WGBH News and the New England Center for Investigative Reporting found the Commonwealth is near the bottom of the pack when it comes to enacting proposed legislation. Only three states have enacted a smaller percentage of their proposed bills: New York, New Jersey, and Minnesota. Former Massachusetts House member Dan Winslow says that's a problem.
It's calculated inefficiency. It's inefficiency by design.
Winslow, a Republican, resigned from the legislature last year.
The Massachusetts democracy and the legislative process really is an oligarchy at this point, where fewer than a half dozen people really control the flow and the pace of legislation. And regardless of the merits of a bill, bills may or may not languish depending on the particular focus or agenda of the respective House and Senate leadership.
It's been nearly 60 years since Republicans controlled either chamber on Beacon Hill. Winslow says there's an institutionalized culture of complacency inside the state house, and the only bills that get to the full floor are the ones that the Democratic leadership supports. These days, that's House Speaker Robert DeLeo and Senate President Therese Murray. As part of their powerful roles, they appoint the chairs of the 44 legislative committees.
And the chairs feel accountability to the people who've appointed them.
Senate Republican leader Bruce Tarr says the chair controls a committee's schedule, and that essentially means the chair determines which bills make it to the full floor.
You actually have to convince the chairs, one, to hold an executive session, and two, to take up the matter you're interested in at that executive session. And in that scheduling function, there is a tremendous amount of power either to move legislation or to delay legislation.
Tarr says committees also often delayed legislation by committing bills to indefinite study. There's a requirement for committees to deliver bills to the floor by a certain date, but Tarr says committee chairs regularly ask for extensions. He says he often tries to find out why a bill's time in a committee has been extended.
Oftentimes the answer is merely that it's stuck in committee.
The chair will ask all members, guests, and staff to please rise and recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Since few bills make it to the full floor, the full-time legislature doesn't have to convene as a full body that often. Over the last 3 years, the House has met for the equivalent of 69 8-hour days. The Senate spent the equivalent of 43 8-hour days in session. But wait, you might ask, can the efficiency of the Massachusetts government really be measured by the amount of time it meets or the number of bills it passes? No, says the executive director of the state Democratic Party.
We have accomplishments that have put Massachusetts out of the recession faster and stronger than many other states.
Matt Fenlon says the legislature should be judged on the quality of enacted legislation, not the quantity.
The ideas that the Democratic Party has enacted under Governor Patrick and the Democratic legislature have been strong and have put us in a good position.
Not surprisingly, House Speaker Robert DeLeo agrees. In a statement to us, DeLeo cites the legislature's accomplishments: passage of health care cost containment, anti-bullying legislation, the 2012 Economic Development Bill, and municipal health reform.
Very efficient. I know what they do, and there's a lot that they do with respect to achieving things.
Down the hill from the State House, Park Street Station is a busy intersection of people and opinions. Revere resident William Jackson was headed underground to catch the T. He thinks legislators spend most of their time deciding important statewide issues.
If you take the entire Senate up there and you take the entire House of Representatives, they're not going to, as a unit, get together to do something for one little town or anything like that. They wouldn't do that. That's not right.
But that's exactly what happens. Not only does Massachusetts pass fewer of its proposed bills than all but three other states, most of the proposed bills the Commonwealth does pass apply to just one town or just one person. Of the 945 bills the legislature enacted since January 2011, nearly half dealt with issues in a single community.
For instance, one bill combined the offices of town treasurer and town collector in the town of Dudley.
Another 158 bills dealt with sick leave for 158 state workers, and 78 dealt with liquor licenses in 78 towns or cities. Not all state legislatures deal with local issues to that extent. New Jersey, for example, rarely passes such legislation.
It's going to depend upon how your structure of your state versus local governments is set up. In some states, no, their local government entities are given much more autonomy by the legislature or by the Constitution.
Brenda Erickson, a research analyst with the National Conference of State Legislatures, says the Commonwealth's constitution was set up so state lawmakers have more power than local officials. And in 200 years, that hasn't changed.
This is the structure of the government that your citizens adopted.
And while groups like Common Cause Massachusetts advocate for better government, modernizing the state legislature isn't at the top of their platform.
We're a very traditional state that likes its traditions that are formed in our early years when we were the cradle of liberty.
Executive Director Pam Wilmot says the state clings to many time-consuming traditions, like any citizen being able to propose a bill and bills being formally read up to five times, compared to as little as two times in some other states.
The chances of the legislature saying, oh, we're going to modernize and get rid of this stuff is fairly insignificant.
But that may be a good thing, Wilmot says. The longer the process of democracy takes, she says, the more time citizens have to get involved. Rupa Shenoy, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.